What would be your land use plan as governor?
Well, my land use plan, restore brownfields, protect ag, and encourage the expansion of the agriculture sector. I mean, we've got, it's been one of the areas that we have seen growth in, and if we've got more opportunity to grow ag in this state, I'm all for it. We're looking for bright spots.
I would guess everybody in this room would want to see you make agriculture a big issue in your campaign.
Well, ag's been a big part of my job in Washington. I've learned more about specialty crops and these types of things over the last 17 years than I thought I could ever learn. But, you know, I think we're going to have a balanced approach to growth. But, you know, I can pronounce the word agriculture. Our current governor can't. I recognize the contribution that it's made. It'll be part of a multi-pronged effort to bring Michigan back. You've got ag, you've got tourism, you've got manufacturing, and I believe that if I create a good environment for ag from a tax and regulatory standpoint, that also benefits the other industries.
Now, a couple of Farm Bureau presidents ago, Jack Lurie, who's a big farmer up in the tip of the thumb, had said, to save our farms, we got to save our cities. And he made that link between urban and rural and really not suburban.
You gobbled up a lot of farmland because our cities deteriorated and people moved out. So now in large parts of the state is what you've got is large urban areas with a tremendous amount of land that has very little to no value. And it's very hard to bring that back into ag. And at the same time, you grew these suburban rings around them that gobbled up a lot of agricultural land, and then you still had your farmland. So there you had, and that's exactly, I was just in Detroit where they're now talking about taking Detroit and restoring and bringing ag into the urban areas because they got to find some value to the land. And so that, Jack was absolutely right. You know, rather than letting our inner cities decay, gobbling up green space, it's going to keep renewing our inner city so that the green space stays there for agriculture, tourism, pleasure, or whatever.
Now, Paul, purchase of development rights, especially in Kent County, has been hotly contested by the realtors and home builders who said, no, if you do this, this is socialism, this is communism. How willing would you be to put money into a pot for purchase of development rights?
Well, I think what's happened in Kent County is that the voters have decided to tax themselves for that very specific purpose. And if the people in Kent County want to vote a millage for their county for that specific purpose, I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with is the state collecting money out of general revenues and then saying, you know, we're going to use it for that purpose and we're going to buy development rights. When you're doing it on a local level and you're preserving it on a local level and people are making that decision on a local level, I'm more inclined to support it.
But then how are you going to stop the sprawl in Livingston County, the northern edge of Oakland County, Washtenaw County, which is partly a result of the destruction of Detroit?
Well, I think what you're going to see right now is with moving up and gobbling up farmland because of the renewal that we've had in ag, that land's getting more expensive. I think you're going to be able to see some of these folks start moving back towards the city because that land is now has less value and you can invest and grow there. So it's going to be actually more economical to start moving back towards the city than moving out of the cities.
Okay. Now let's just get this straight. You'd go thumbs down on a statewide PDR program?
Well, I've not seen it, okay? I've not seen a particular program and the outline for that, but I'm not sure that, I mean, at this point in time, I'd have to take a look at it, but my gut says right now, I don't think I'd be going that way, but, you know, someone comes up with a proposal, we'll take a look at it, and then we'll make a decision.